Hello. Blimey. I didn't realise it was such a long time ago that I broadcast on this Podbean. I was doing some tidying up and rediscovered its app on my phone, and looking into it, I then came to the realization that it's almost a year since I last broadcast my messages. And I do apologize. I'm sorry. I was... I know I've got one or two fellows, so to you guys, I'm sorry. I know you perhaps were looking forward to it or look forward to hearing me talk shit, but it is what it is. I will have more time to speak to you again via this platform in the new year, and hopefully we'll be able to have a healthy discussion about the various things, various topics that affect our daily lives. Who knows what's going to happen in the new year? For the past 2 years, it's been pretty horrendous, I suppose, but I think we've got to be very careful not to get too complacent. I think we're falling asleep again, are too ready to accept the new normal, so-called. So, as I said, nobody knows what the fuck is going to happen to us next year, whether or not we're looking in the face of another lockdown. I'm sure that it's already been planned for by our masters, and who thought the age of slavery was over? Yeah, get a grip. You know, we haven't quite managed to maintain our liberties and freedoms, and I think it's going to get worse. Anyway, listen, you guys, you biker guys, biker friends out there, you know, who are still riding your bikes, be careful. The roads are very treacherous, as you know. You don't need saying, I suppose, but it's always a concern when I see bikers out there. The roads are wet, sometimes icy and muddy. So take it easy, and always choose the better option if you've got to go anywhere. As you know, I've put my bike away. It's now under lock and key in the garage, and it won't come out until April next year. Probably March. I'm hoping March, if the weather, if winter disappears fairly quickly and the warm weather kicks in again. So I look forward to seeing you again, and perhaps meeting up at our usual digs, usual cafe, local cafe, Squire's Cafe, and get a few rides under our belts. In the meantime, I wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And it's the wrong time of the year to be on a diet, by the way, so, you know, so don't hold me to my own promises of being on a diet, because, as you know, I've got a sweet tooth, and at the end of this festive season, I have no doubt I will have put on a bit more weight. But, you know, my New Year's resolution, you know, will be adhered to come January the 1st. And you'll be surprised at what sort of discipline I can muster. I know you're laughing at that, especially Mark and Alan and you know, my other mates. Stop offering me puddings. Stop buying me hot chocolate drinks. Anyway, as a parting message, just a quote that I came across many, many years ago, and I think is very relevant. Follow your soul, it knows the way, or follow your soul, it knows where it will take you. Trust your instincts and believe in yourself, as I'm sure you all do. And whatever decision you decide to make, I'm sure it's for the best. Regarding decisions, I think our trips that we were planning to France and to Spain and to the EU, even our trips further abroad to go on holiday, I think all those are going to be curtailed for a while yet, as I think the rules are not going to get any better. But England and Wales and Scotland have got a lot to offer, so I'm looking personally forward to being able to revisit the places that I perhaps I have missed, but revisit the places where I've been and not missing too much the disappointment of not being able to go abroad. So, as they say in Wales, and my Welsh friends will know what that means, Yaki da.